Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's City Council meeting for Mesa City Council for Monday, November 1st, 2010. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Senior Minister Blaine Mays of the Community Church of New Thought. And after Pastor Minister Mays, we will be led in the pledge by Scout Noah Varnick from Troop 544. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Heavenly Father, we pause for these few brief moments to further acknowledge your infinite spirit that moves as wisdom through all concerned with the gathering, the meeting, the purpose of this council. So indeed, in all of our ways, we acknowledge you, Heavenly Father, and your wisdom fills us in every way needful and necessary, bringing forth that which is for the highest good and the greatest good for the citizens of the city of Mesa. And for this, we do give thanks in his name. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you, Minister Mays and Noah. We'd like to excuse this evening Councilmember Dina Higgins, who's out ill and will not be joining us this evening. The next item on the agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. The consent agenda will be read in by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Mi Amigos Food Mart, 1930 East Broadway Road, Suite 2. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Hyatt Place, Phoenix Mesa, 1422 West Bass Pro Drive. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Fuddruckers, 6455 East Southern Avenue. Item 3D, act on liquor license for Oregano's Pizza Bistro, 1130 South Dobson. Item 3E, act on liquor license for Rockin' R Ranch, 6136 East Baseline Road. Item 3F, act on liquor license for Valle del Oro, 1452 South Ellsworth Road. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase 3M Library Systems Equipment for Mesa Express Library. This is fully funded by library bond funds. Item 4H, act on contract for gas service regulators for Energy Resources Department. Item 4C, act on contract for excess flow valves for materials and supply warehouse. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase new police training simulator system, fully funded by COPS grant. Item 4E, act on contract for tires for warehouse inventory. Item 4F, act on contract for Sossaman Road 24-inch waterline and Elliott Road 20-inch waterline, funding available in the fiscal year 10-11 water bond capital program. Item 4G, act on contract to complete Desert Wells number 22 equipping and collection pipeline to Signal Butte Water Treatment Plant, funding available in the fiscal year 10-11 water bond capital program. Item 4H, act on contract for Pasadena Reservoir Structural Rehabilitation and Roof Replacement, funding available in the fiscal year 10-11 water bond capital program. Item 4I, act on contract for ASU Polytechnic Campus Roadway and Utility Improvements, funding available in the fiscal year 10-11 water, wastewater, and street bond capital programs. Item 4J, act on contract to purchase excess liability insurance. Item 4K, act on contract to purchase property insurance. Item 4L, act on contract to purchase aviation insurance. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute grant agreement with Office of Economic Adjustment to accept grant funds assisting with base relocation and closure process for Mesa Air Force Research Lab. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute grant agreement with Arizona Department of Homeland Security for grant funds for police department's rapid response team. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute grant agreement with Arizona Department of Homeland Security to accept grant funds for police department's terrorism liaison officer program. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute grant agreement with Arizona Department of Homeland Security to accept grant funds to secure and enhance the police department range. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute grant agreement with Arizona Department of Homeland Security to accept grant funds to secure and enhance police department's headquarters complex. Item 5F, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute grant agreement with Arizona Department of Homeland Security to accept grant funds for police department's explosive ordnance device team. Item 5G, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute grant agreement with Governor's Office of Highway Safety to accept grant funds for motorcycles for police department. Item 6A, introduce ordinance regarding Z10-26, council use permit to allow change of ownership for existing pawn shop, 2860 East Main Street. Item 7A, act on ordinance amending various sections of Mesa City Code regarding traffic modifications. Item 8A, take action on subdivision plat Valencia at Mountain Bridge, 8760 East Mountain Bridge Drive. Item 9 has been deleted. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Carker, do we have any requests from the public to remove any items?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh to approve the consent agenda, a second from Councilmember Summers. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative with Councilmember Higgins absent. The consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is hear from items from citizens present. Do we have any requests to speak? Ms. Crocker?
Request, Mayor.
We have a motion to adjourn. There being none, we have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Summers, a second from the Vice Mayor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.